With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Live from the Craig Jennings studio. Yeah, that's it. The Gene Wagner Plumbing studio.
Here, in your mind.
Here on
Gary don't want to cover that today or something. You want to get back into the
Yeah, we're going to get to Craig Jennings right now. But for those that don't have the game day brats yet, Leroy, can they still get them? What kind of flavors, all that stuff?
Yes, they do. And by the way, we're developing new flavors November 1st, I think. Because the mild has now taken the lead over the spicy again. So I appreciate that.
Okay.
The people that like spicy. That's for the kids, though. You know, the kids. We had a couple of restaurants inquire about putting them in their restaurants. Now you can contact Vinny on that same. You can go to GameDayBrats.com and contact Vinny if you want to get them in your restaurants. I didn't know if we can do that or not. But Vinny was like, oh, yeah, it's restaurants. Out of the state that are ordering these brats and get them into their restaurant. So if you're a local restaurant, just contact Vinny. He can help you out with that.
All right, perfect. I got an update here before we get into Greg Jennings' topic coming from the NFL and the Oakland Raiders. The entire Raiders starting offensive line have all been put on the COVID-19 list as of this point, as they've been deemed, this comes from Paul Gutierrez of ESPN, deemed high-risk contacts. So they are now quarantined for 5 days plus last day of contact, which would be Monday, which means they could conceivably be cleared Sunday morning.
So what part of they went to?
I don't know. But apparently there's video and so forth of them congregating together, not having masks on, and so forth.
Well, you're not going to be able to have a mask on that way.
I don't know. When you're in the building, I'm assuming you're supposed to still be wearing your mask, would be my guess.
Well, I don't know if, but I don't know much matter.
Oh, they were in the facility?
Yes, when they were in the facility, they did.
If you're in the facility, all those guys, they should be good. If something happened outside.
Right.
Based on what I'm reading, at least.
Yeah, but if you watch the game, Steve, ain't nobody got no mask on the sideline.
I didn't say on the sidelines. I'm saying in the building, like after practice, when you're talking in the locker room or whatever the case may be. That's what they have video of. What their guidelines are for the NFL.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And maybe that is a guideline. What I'm saying to you is, if you watch these games, all the offensive linemen are sitting together during the game.
Yes.
And there is nobody has a mask on during the
Correct.
Game.
Yes.
They're all yelling, screaming, arguing, or drawing up plays or whatever they're doing. No mask. So for me, and I don't know, maybe you probably should wear a mask in the building only because you're coming in contact with maybe people from the front office that you normally don't see. Because I think some of the stuff has came from some of these guys in the front office too. So maybe that would be the reason why. I don't get it. Maybe that's what it is. But when you then if that's the case, then you need to be wearing a mask on the sideline too and during the game.
I would agree. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Kevin Seifert of ESPN retweeted that tweet from Paul Gutierrez and said, Raiders' entire offensive line going on the COVID list. They have enough backups and practice squad members to fill in if necessary, but still. So we'll see if they eventually just boot them out of that 3 o'clock slot and maybe move them to Monday night football, maybe instead of Sunday afternoon, and have two Monday night games again. Maybe that's what will happen.
But they get tested before they go in the building every day. They get tested every day before they go in the building.
Correct.
So if they're in the building with their mask on, they're fine. Something happened. Somebody outside. Broke protocol
that's
outside and brought it back in.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, but we'll find out.
All right, so that's the update there on the Raiders news. Question on the table now is, we forgave Brett Favre. Why can't you forgive Greg Jennings? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And Gary Ellerson, you have it. I can't seemingly find it. The comments from Greg Jennings from the Bleacher Report.
Yeah, he says, I would like to be reaccepted, if you will. I've called games there, sat with Aaron, and talked, and our relationship is better. I would love to feel like welcome home. I don't know what I can do. Do they want me to get down on my bended knees or what it is? But I want to be accepted back into the Packer family.
See, now, again, I'm just – going to say, and this is, I see it now. Now I see it on the Bleacher Report. I said it yesterday, and I guess I'll just follow up and say it again. When you run off of the mouth the way he ran off of the mouth consistently day in and day out on Fox about this, and grant you, you know, regardless of if what he said was true, wasn't true, or otherwise, you are going to make a lot of players mad in that locker room, and you're going to make fans even more mad because they take it more personally than even players do, I think, at times, by how guys talk about, you know, their former team and so forth. So from that perspective, I don't know, man. I think it gets a little bit – I think it's a little different. Favre wasn't on TV with his own show going after him. He put him through the ringer, though, when he actually played. But since he played up until the Jordan Love pick, he hasn't really been going after him as much until this Jordan Love pick. He got welcomed back to Lambeau prior to the Jordan Love pick with a full stadium of fans and everybody loving them some Brett Favre again. But Brett Favre got them a Super Bowl and is in a whole different stratosphere – as far as fans are concerned, I understand, but he ain't a quarterback. So because
as a quarterback, you get a pass.
Well, when it's Brett Favre, you definitely get a pass. Just like if Bart Starr would have done something wrong, Bart Starr would have gotten a pass. Quarterbacks always get a different standard from a fan base when you go win something. And it's same like Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers leaves and goes after this organization and then, you know, 5-10 years later wants to come home, these Packer fans will welcome him back with open arms. But when it's a wide receiver or a different position, and maybe, you know, you can't be defined as the guy at the end of the day like a quarterback can, maybe it's a little bit different. I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since Jennings has really said anything negative about the Packers, to be honest. He was at a Bucs game, I think, last year, and I don't believe he got booed or anything. I think they showed him on the Jumbotron. I don't think he got booed or anything in the stadium because there was talk of, oh, Greg Jennings is going to the game. Is he going to get booed? And I don't think it happened. So it may not be as bad as he thinks it is right now, but I guess we'll find out. Let's throw it out there. We gave Brett Favre the benefit of the doubt, accepted him back. Why not do the same for Greg Jennings? 414-799-1250. What say you, Gary Ellerson?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's the angst. All this, and it just feels like nobody can talk about Aaron Rodgers, and I guess even JerMichael Finley said some things about Rodgers. I think that's the angst. Listen, Brett Favre got diarrhea at the mouth, and he still does, and he's still talking about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, and ain't nobody saying nothing about that. And so, and this guy's being paid to give his opinion, and he's trying to speak honestly from how he see it. I don't think nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, he should have left. He should be welcome back. I mean, this is a fan topic more so than anything else. It's not really about me or Leroy, because I would assume that Leroy would feel the same way that I feel. This is about fans choosing up sides and choosing to like who they want to like. And this is what fans do. I don't like that guy because he said this, but I like Brett Favre, but he said this. You know what I mean? It's like who you like. And I don't like that kind of talk, that kind of stuff. The guy was being paid to give an opinion of what it was like in Green Bay. I think at one point he said that they brainwashed people, right? And I know, yes, a lot of people,
yep,
know a lot of people went crazy when he said they brainwashed. And I think the brainwashing, Steve, you may get down with it. I don't want to put words in Greg Jennings' mouth, but the brainwashing could be the Packer way. I just heard Aaron Rodgers just talk yesterday about the Packer way. Did all the things the right way, the Packer way. I think he was talking about like A.J. Hawk. He was talking about who's the middle linebacker that with hair on fire guy? Charles Woodson, Matthews, hair on fire, Matthews. Clay Matthews. He says, well, they all did the Packer way. And so, yeah, sometimes you can get brainwashed on what the Packer way is, how you should act, what you should do, and all those types of things. And I'm not saying anything bad with that. So, for me, if you want to, yeah, sure. The question is great. Let him back. But he should have never left. I accept it. I don't even know how to answer it. And I came up with the question. I don't know how Brett Favre get a brief. Go ahead, Leroy. I'm all messed up here. Go ahead.
Did you ever say the answer to the question?
What's the question?
So we forgave Brett Favre. Yeah. Why not Greg Jennings?
Yeah, why not? Yes.
So you don't have an answer for it. You're asking the question still. Okay.
Well, no, I did have an answer. My answer was, I don't get it. You let Brett Favre say what the hell he wants to say, and he still does.
Jennings can't
say nothing too. I mean, Jennings telling his opinion.
I think if the Rodgers Jordan Love thing would have happened before he came back to the stadium, I don't think he would have probably come back to the stadium with a full amount of people in the stadium. Because this new batch of stuff happened after he was welcomed back and all that stuff. And then he started down this road becoming buddies with Aaron Rodgers again and sticking up for Aaron Rodgers in this thing. I think if this would have happened prior to that, I think you'd probably still have some people bitter. But you're right. I mean, nobody's even really bitter towards Brett about what he's saying about this. And the reason is a majority of people didn't want the Jordan Love pick anyhow. So they probably agree with Brett at this point, Leroy.
You see, that's the thing about it. The fans don't choose who come back and who stays away. It ain't the fans.
Who chooses it?
Well, Jennings doesn't want to get booed when he comes back.
It don't matter.
So from that standpoint, it is, because that's what Jennings is concerned about.
He's concerned about the wrong thing. He's way misguided on that. It ain't got nothing to do with the fans. The fans will be fine. All those people who booed Brett Favre, they were cheering him when they came back and they raised all that money and did all the Packer. They were fine. It was just the organization who has to invite you to be around. And when people see you around, they want him to be like James Jones. Okay? Be like James Jones and you'll be fine. You can't be critical. You can't say anything. It ain't up to the fans. Fans on social media will be more than fine if they see Greg Jennings somewhere. If they don't want to go, fine. But I bet you people be lined up. And if you don't want to go because you got a Greg Jennings purple jersey, fine. But we don't pick and choose. That's why this is the best organization. We don't pick and choose who we like in the organization. They're not supposed to do that. The fans can do it. But the organization, once you're an alumni, you're an alumni. We don't have an alumni class of people in the alumni association. So it's up to the Packers to bring him around, to invite him to some of the Packer Hall of Fame golf tournaments, the Packer Hall of Fame stuff. Cause I'm gonna tell you something. The biggest thrill I got when I saw JaMychal Finley at the Packer Hall of Fame golf thing, cause I love him. I'm like, man, where you been? You know. And we embraced it. Me and Gary was so happy to see him. And so was everybody else. Because those are all grown men. But it ain't the fans. The fans, you can't, nothing you can do about that. Because that's why everybody got the social media. But if he's around, the Packers would invite him to things, let him go to some events, make him, you know, have him come in, do a couple of events, you know, do a couple of tours and do all that kind of stuff that Antonio Freeman does and all. The fans will be, they'll come along. They'll come along with it. But he shouldn't ask that question to the fans. He should ask that question to the organization. Say, hey, man, and I got to think that Mark Murphy is the kind of guy, he don't hold no grudges.
He
neither
don't.
Does the, he don't, the organization don't have time for pettiness like this. They love all the players. They may have it at a certain level, you know, because Brett Favre's a Hall of Famer, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Because Brett Favre had something against the organization and Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. Greg just said, telling his self accounts what happened to him when it happened on the field. That's different. He ain't just a guy spouting off who never know nothing about it. He played for the Packers, a great player, by the way. And this guy was on the field with Aaron Rodgers. So you got to give him a space to feel a type of a way. But you can't ostracize nobody that man ain't break no laws. He ain't like he's Darren Sharper. Come on now. That's who you should be ostracizing. Not Greg Jennings. And Packer fan, I'm ashamed of y'all, man. If y'all still harassing this man, Trump, somebody he can't come back. Yeah, you can come back. But it's up to the team to invite him.
Bottom of the hour on the Wendy's.
The man call the games and do that, and they treat him with respect because he's a media. They treat him with respect. They don't treat him no, you know, like you can't come in here. No, you can go and access wherever you want to go, and that's why it's a first-class organization. They don't think like fans think. If they did, it wouldn't be much of an organization. It really would.
Bottom of the hour on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer. Don't take chances with COVID-19 and your family's health. Check your temperature before dinner and in the morning and get an accurate reading in seconds with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by physicians and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen. And stay safe at the Jewelry Center as we get closer to the holidays and get your significant other something that they'll really, really like.
Yes, shoptjc.com, guy. That's their website. That's where you go. You want to stay safe. You don't want to go out because all the COVID numbers are now sky in the state of Wisconsin. Brown County is really high. Listen, shoptjc.com. Guys, you can go on there and pick out your own diamond ring. Well, actually, you design your own diamond ring. You can design
the
diamond size. You can design the color of your ring. You can design to fit your needs. And guys, all you got to do is hit the submit button within 48 hours. They will reach back out to you with the price of a ring. And that's absolutely incredible. Virtual appointments, yes, they have them too. Wedding bands, gals, don't forget about the wedding bands. You make sure you can get your wedding bands also online. And here's what else they do. They're one of 10 jewelers in the United States handpicked to launch the Lightbox Jewelry. This is a lab-grown, beautiful gift for your girlfriend, significant other. Diamond earrings, 1 carat for $9.99. Check them out right now at shoptjc.com. And listen, they also have 3 locations. So if you want to go in, wearing your mask, you're washing hands, everything right there up front. 3 locations, 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookville, off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. And 3rd location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Now, make sure when you walk in to those locations at the Jewelry Center, make sure you mention my name, Gary Ellison, and make sure you ask for the owner, Dean Murray, to get the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that you have in the store. Go see him today, Dean Murray, at the Jewelry Center.
Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the man that's talking. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badgers running back. And Leroy Butler here as well, inventor of the Lambeau Leap Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Butler did it.
Finalist. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Greg Cassell, senior producer at NFL Films, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Glad to be with you guys. How you doing?
Doing good. I think everybody was a little taken aback by the butt kicking that happened to the Packers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers' offensive line wasn't all that great based on what we saw. Bakhtiari and Lindsley seemed to be okay. What happened really on the right side of the offensive line against that Tampa Bay defense?
Well, this was a schemed game by the Bucs defense. It wasn't so much guys getting individually beat. It was a multiple front game with a lot of different players lining up in different places, making it difficult for the offensive line to figure out who was going to be blocked. So they did a really good job of forcing them to decipher it pre-snap and then sort it out post-snap. And they were very aggressive. They blitzed. They played three snaps of cover zero on third down. So this was a tactical game more than, hey, this particular offensive lineman had a bad game.
So and so you look at this game, and a lot of people are talking about scheme and the scheme that Matt LaFleur had coming into this game. They won four in a row. It looked good. I guess the question would be, is there another defense out there that can pull this scheme off again? Because I think it's got to be about the Jimmys and the Joes, right? You've got to have the players to pull this scheme off.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, well, it's also, you know, it comes to coaching. This is the kind of thing that Todd Bowles does. He didn't just whip this out on the Thursday before the game. You know, this is the kind of thing I'm sure they practice. It's part of what Todd Bowles has been doing his whole career as a defensive coach. So that's part of what the Bucs do. You know, you always see this in the NFL. There's always games against good quarterbacks and good offenses where the defense on a particular day out-schemes them, out-tactics them, and then people try to make definitive judgments. They say, well, that's the blueprint, or so-and-so got out-coached. That always happens in the NFL. You know, as you guys know, you played, you know, the other team gets paid as well. The other paid coaches get paid too. Sometimes there's just a given day where that particular scheme beats you. You know, I'm not a blueprint guy because I think that if one thing was going to beat really good players, then why isn't everybody doing it every week? It doesn't happen that way. You know, there's been games through Tom Brady's career where he's had bad games and people, you know, they don't do the same thing every week and, oh, that automatically works. So it was one of those games where the tactics employed by the Bucs just really caused a lot of problems for the Packers offense.
Yeah, Greg, if I would have told you both quarterbacks wouldn't have thrown over 170 yards, I think people would have said, maybe, I don't know, what would it come down to? And it came down to turnover, something Aaron Rodgers very rarely do is throw two interceptions.
Right.
So my thing is, Aaron Jones never got a chance to get going. He only had 10 carries for 15 yards, and that put a lot of stress on that offensive line to protect Aaron Rodgers, who got sacked five times.
Yeah, and I think it was one of those games that after they got the lead and then the game turned, it got away from them. And then sometimes that happens in games as well, and then you get away from sort of the rhythmic flow of your offense, the way you want it to be. So there are games like that as well. Then you chalk that up, you know what happened, and you go back to the basics. And, you know, look, I look at a team like the 49ers. Okay, they had some bad outings offensively. They had just gotten their butts whipped by the Miami Dolphins. And what does Kyle Shanahan do on Sunday night against a good Rams team? He goes back. I'm sure they had a pretty intense week of practice. They go back to what they do. They add a wrinkle or a tweak to what they do, and they come out really sharp. You know, these things happen in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. So I think the reason why I want to stay on it real quick, Steve, Matt LaFleur said the week, because remember they come off a bye week. He said the week of, they didn't have a good practice. He said they went outside. It was 45 degrees. It was windy. I don't know why they just didn't go inside. But I guess it is something to it that you practice, and how you play is something to that. I think maybe that's the reason why Aaron was saying they needed a kick in the rear end after this game.
Yeah, and look, I know because of what we were dealing with the pandemic and the off season and even the week of preparation now is different. You know, this was a tough deal for an offense to deal with because of all the different. I can remember a play where Whitehead, the safety, was lined up as a zero technique defensive tackle. So, you know, the Bucs showed a lot of different things. And then the offensive line and the protection has to sort all that out. And not only do you have to sort it out pre-snap, but then you have to sort it out post-snap. Because as you guys know, protection rules, they don't change in the middle of a play. You have the protection rule pre-snap, and the rules don't change in the middle of the play. So this was just one of those games. It was tough. And they couldn't quite get a handle on all the multiple looks that the Bucs were showing them.
Talking with Greg Cosell here on the Wendy's Big Show. Of course, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN. The middle linebacker position for this team has been an issue for quite some time. And they get Kirksey. He gets hurt, obviously. And now they've had to play with Ty Summers and so forth. How big of an issue, and Barnes, how big of an issue is it, do you think, for this 3-4 defense, you know, lacking an impact player at that position right now?
Well, as you guys know, Green Bay is not a base defense very often. I mean, they only play about 20% of their snaps in what would be considered a 3-4. This is a sub-package defense, and it's predominantly a dime, six defensive back defense. Almost 50% of their snaps come out of dime. So they need a linebacker, obviously, to play in the dime, one linebacker, and they probably don't have the guy they really want right now. They would want it to be Kirksey. So, yes, that's an important position. But they don't play a ton out of their what would be considered a base 3-4. But, no, that's a position of you'd probably say, of weakness right now. That's why you see them do a lot of things when they get to their sub. You see Za'Darius Smith moving all around. He's kind of a stand-up player. He's a joker. They move him all around because they're just looking for ways, I'm sure, for that position to be productive.
When we talk about that Packers defense, the one player we constantly talk about is Preston Smith, who has not performed anywhere close to the level that he performed at last year. We've heard some say maybe he's a little bit heavier than he was last year. Have you seen anything on tape that has sent up red flags to you as far as why he's not getting the same type of pressure as last year?
No, that I can't answer. I can only speak to what they do defensively. And, you know, for a Mike Pettine defense, I guess the two things that surprise me is they don't play very much man-to-man coverage and they don't blitz very much. And, you know, I think we always thought of Mike Pettine, certainly going back to his Rex Ryan days, as a guy who would blitz and play man. And they don't play very much man and they don't blitz a lot. So it's a zone-heavy defense. And I guess, you know, that's the way he feels is the best way to play. You know, the problem in this league is we live not only week to week, we live not only day to day, but minute to minute. So when something bad happens, we all have to make these definitive judgments about a team. They're 4-1. I think they're doing okay for the most part.
How good is Jaire Alexander in your opinion?
I think he's really good. I mean, I'd love to see him. And again, Mike Pettine knows his players more than I do. He's with them every day. I loved him as a man corner because I think he's really feisty, competitive, aggressive, in addition to having the obvious physical traits. But they don't choose to play a lot of man. But I think he's one of those guys that could play man coverage really well.
Greg, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks,
Greg. Really appreciate it, man, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. There he is, Greg Cosell, senior producer at NFL Films, executive producer and analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN.
Now, any kin to Howard Cosell, Steve?
Yeah, you've asked this every single time we have him on. I believe it's Howard's nephew. Yes.
Is his nephew?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more what Cosell had to say there
to
with you and Leroy, Gary, coming up next, as far as whether or not you think they should be playing more man-to-man defense instead
that.
Of as much zone as they've played.
I
whether
like
or not
that, Steve.
Maybe they should be blitzing more than they've blitzed
Let's
to this
that.
Point. That's all coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, let me tell you all about my good friends over at Wendy's.
Oy vey. I don't even know what that means.
Now, again, I had somebody come up to me the other day when I was at Pick and Save, which is it's not. By the way, Leroy, you're killing me with this Pick and Save stuff. You really are. I mean, I leave the show, and I leave here at 6 o'clock, and then there's the Pick and Save right there in Oak Creek. So I walk into the Pick and Save in Oak Creek, and what do I hear? I hear Leroy Butler's voice yet again as soon as I walk into the Pick and Save in Oak Creek. Your spot in the Oak Creek and the Pick and Save speakers must play like every 3 or 4 minutes, I think.
I wanted it up every 30 seconds, so I got to get that changed.
Oh, my God.
Poor Bay.
Buddy. I mean, again, we walk. I just started laughing. I'm like, I just love talking to that dude, and there he is again. He's everywhere.
He's in my head.
He's everywhere. There's no escaping Leroy Butler. He's everywhere you are. There's nothing to do about it.
Or everywhere you want
to
be.
But I did have somebody come up to me and say that they also tried to yell 36 at a Wendy's speaker, and the person did not know they were talking about. Same thing happened to me. Wendy's is taking the pretzel bun to a whole new level, introducing our new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger. Backs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, and again, you can go with the Munster cheese if you like, or you can substitute out for American cheese like I do, applewood smoked bacon, smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions, those I think top it all off, and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun. Not a regular bun. It's on a pretzel bun. The Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Go get you one for dinner. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We were talking about Pick and Save earlier. When you guys are in line at the to get to check out.
Yeah.
Self-checkout.
No, I hate self-checkout. No, not self-checkout.
I'm self-checkout. That's where I go.
Self-check. We'll avoid it at all costs if possible.
Yeah.
So when you're in line, well, I guess you don't get this in a self-checkout line, but if you're in line for a normal human being to check you out, if you're in line for that, you see all the different magazines and papers and stuff right there on the front as you're walking up, right? Do you ever find yourself looking at, like, what the Inquirer has on the front of it or the Globe has on the front of it?
I saw Matthew McConaughey because he's one of my favorite actors. I saw him. He got a new book out. I think he was on Howard Stern. So I saw he was on People, I think.
Well, I was in line and yesterday, I think it was, and on the front page, I believe, of the National Inquirer, the headline was that they can't find Kenny Rogers' body.
Steve, don't be believing that
Kenny
Rogers'
body. They can't find Kenny Rogers' body.
Inquirer.
Yeah. I mean, understand the source, obviously. But it gives me hope. Maybe he's still alive. Maybe him and Tupac and Elvis are hanging out. I mean, that's all right with me. I mean, hey, put some new music.
All about it for me.
Kenny Rogers, that's my guy. So we had Greg Cassell on in the last segment, and we were talking about the fact that Pennant doesn't play a lot of man-to-man defense, and when you think of Rex Ryan and Pennant, a lot of those guys do play man-to-man. It hasn't played nearly as much as what Greg Cassell thought he may have played, and he talked about how good he thought Jaire Alexander is, and we've talked about how good we think he is on this show as well. Leroy, if you were Pennant and you watch this tape every week, do you think they should be playing more man-to-man defense than they are?
Well, they do. It's just in certain situations. Now, one thing I would advise him to do is to get with his analytics department and sit down with these guys and go over the numbers and say on every second and 12 last year and the year before, what did I call? On third and one, what did I call?
So self-scout, essentially.
Well, it's almost past that, because that self-scout to me is film. I just want the numbers, Steve, because I think maybe I'm calling too much man or too much two or too much quarters. And then you flip the script on them, because that's what happened with Fritz Schirmer. Because when he came from the Cardinals, I kind of knew what his system was. But he would really trick them, because I think most offensive coordinators think on third and 1-3, you're in man-to-man. We would play a lot of cover two and got a lot of sacks, got a lot of picks. And we would play our cover two from 8 yards deep instead of that bump and run. We did all those things, and you really don't need a bunch of Pro Bowlers to do this kind of system. But you got to, like, because these offensive coordinators and head coaches, the ones that call plays, they know what your scheme is. They just don't know what you're going to call. So during the week, they do the chart plays for the scout team. They'll chart certain plays. Like all week right now, I'm telling you right now, that the Texans saying when the Packers are in this bunch, like when they bring both receivers in real tight, and if one guy goes in motion, they're going to run away from that motion. So they're practicing that. So the Packers can go to the analytics department and say, every time I run motion to the left, do I really run to the right? Yeah, you do, coach. Okay. All right. And you just put that in your database. So when you want to run that play, they've been charting these plays all the time. Then all of a sudden you see somebody wide open. You have to understand that, and I'm really an eye test guy more than so than analytics, but you need it to get a play sheet. You know the big card they hold up in front of their mouth? Well, they don't need it now because they got a mask. Mm-hmm. That's how you make your chart sheet. And then you basically mark off what I've run because the other guy's doing the same thing. So now you can say, otherwise, you can say, if you want Jaire Alexander, if he's a shutdown corner, follow the number one everywhere. I don't care if he's in the backfield. You just line up right behind the middle linebacker. When he go in motion, you follow him. Wherever he ends up, we're going to play this coverage behind you. That's the kind of stuff that if I don't think he's really doing that. I think he's just like every other coach I know, Steve. If you ever talk to these guys, they're stuck in their ways.
Sure.
Me and Gary had a on-the-field
That's basketball.
Interview.
That's football. That's not just mm-hmm. Mike Patton. That's just in general.
Yeah. Oh, all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
That's why, most of them get fired, and they'll go and get another retread job, and then you stand Van Gundy. You'll get a job because they like the system. Your system gets you the job. The wins and losses make you either stay there or get fired. I mean, that's just the way it is. They'll say, what kind of system do I want? But when we interviewed Mike McCarthy on the field, and me and Gary was pressing him because we wanted to know, is this West Coast style? Y'all do a little something a little different, but I know you got a West Coast kind of style background, and we've told the story before. But he interrupted me and Gary. No, this is my system. This is what I like to do. I said, oh, okay, I get it. That's why they throw a lot. They value the run just a little bit. Only when I need to, when I'm ahead, I will run it. But for the most part, it's just the philosophy of it. People know Pettit's philosophy. Pettit's philosophy, he's going to need a bunch of pro bowlers and all pro guys to make it work. The Lancasters and my Travis, no, it ain't going to work because he wants them to do something they're not capable of doing, you know, to be extraordinary in a defense. And to him, in his world, he's probably frustrated. Like, I told this guy to go in the B gap, but he goes in the C gap. And, I mean, that ain't coaching. That's just undisciplined. But these are the guys I'm dealing with. So you try to make it work. So what do you – I hate this. Well, some people say – you know how people say, you know, pick which hill you want to lay down on? I don't want to say the other word. You know, like, you want to lay down on this hill? I think in my world, getting the passer is more important than stopping the run. That's just a fact. I'd rather stop that plane than stop that train. The train is not going to beat me. And the train beat them, which the running game is, that's the train, against San Francisco. So when you see David Johnson, a guy that people think he's past his prime, he had all these good years, they're going to run the football all day long on the Green Bay Packers because they think that's the weakness.
Is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Fiver Wendy's big show coming up next. Fantasy football with our guy Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. Dial it up now. Your fantasy football questions, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Fantasy football for Ian Harditz, or tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan with a hashtag Big Fantasy. Hashtag Big Fantasy. Tweet your questions now at 1250 AM The Fan. Ian Harditz next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.